Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Thank you to mom of the podcast, Betsy Wiseman, for getting us these really amazing tumblers.
They're literal wine
sippy cups, and they have confetti in, and I'm not going to shake it because I have wine in it.
But they even, it's like the seal thing at the top is so smart, and they have straws built in, so we can straw sip our wine in style. It's amazing.
It's literally the happiest I've been in a long time.
Thank you, Mama Weissman.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Welcome to 2018. We thought maybe we would be back before now, so thank you for bearing with us, because we obviously weren't. But now,
I mean,
we are well into
today is
the 9th.
Today when this comes out,
it's the 11th. Sneeze. That was a very cute sneeze.
Thank you.
It'll be the 11th when this comes out. So, you know, 11 days in. Hope your resolutions are going well.
I hope your January is as dry as my skin.
Honestly, no matter what I do. Also, that like horrible cold last week,
I'm like a scaly monster.
I know. My fingers were like flaking off at the knuckles.
Yeah.
So gross.
They're
I just
so
started
gross.
Rubbing chapstick on them.
Oh, smart. Maybe we should just get Vaseline.
Yeah, honestly,
what
it's
is
not
the
a
name
idea.
Of this episode?
This one's Easy Come, Easy Go.
Easy come, easy go.
Oh wow, we both knew that. That was fun.
What is that? That's Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. Yes. I got a feeling. Ooh. Hey everybody, welcome to
Splat, the podcast,
where me, Brooke,
and me, Bridget,
talk about Sex and the City.
10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
We didn't lose that in the last 3 weeks, and that's all that matters. So I'm trying to find my notes from this because I watched it so long ago.
Me too. I need to get my glasses.
Oh, good idea.
Excuse me. Bridget's Corner.
Oh my God, it's been so long. I found my notes. Brooke's wandering around the apartment. You guys are getting a play-by-play. Sorry, she would like you all to know she is not wandering. She is on a pointed journey, and she's returned with some cute shades. They're not shades, they're frames. The glasses, they help us see. They are really cute, honestly. So you're all welcome that she can see now.
I just picked out a new pair of frames, actually.
How was your holiday season, etc.?
Holiday season, etc. was very good. I went home for a very long time, and I was mean because I become 14 years old when I'm with my family.
Know that exact feeling.
And this time it was weird because I could feel myself doing it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop it.
That's the worst, is when you're like aware that you're being a brat and then you can't stop yourself and then you feel worse and then you become brattier.
It was bad.
I'm always that way.
Okay. So something that has happened since 2018 is that Alex, Kyle, and I stayed up all
until
like 3 a.m.
The game.
And, oh my God. Oh my God. I haven't even talked about the game. No, we watched the entire season of Whodunit on ABC from 2013.
Okay, sure.
Everybody.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Great.
So something important that's entered my life is many, many a Harry Potter thing. Literally like to the point where I woke up and was going to the bathroom the other morning and Alex, my brother, goes, "Oh, good morning." And I heard, "Aloha Mora." And I was like,
The other, like a week or two ago, we were trying to watch a Harry Potter movie and then realized that we would have to pay for them. So instead we went through iTunes and watched all of the trailers in order, which was a very interesting exercise and very fun. And then we actually watched the very last movie, which is a heart pounder.
Makes me cry every time.
Yeah, it's a big one.
So there's a board game that I would love to be sponsored by at Warner Brothers called Hogwarts Battle. And it's a cooperative deck
Amazing,
building game.
Right?
We talked about this because
because we came over that night. The night after you guys have been playing it.
I think we talked about it in the
mini-sode. Our mini-sode.
Yeah, because you have played a game similar. So I don't need to go into it. I'm just saying, if you guys have 8 hours to spare and need to
save... I love a Harry Potter.
Save the world from the Dark Lord.
Which, honestly, we should all be doing. 2018, it is the year of the elections. Save us from all the Dark Lords.
Time's up.
Practice on this board game and then fucking do it.
We have to cooperate, build a deck so we can take down the Dark Lord.
That's right.
And that's how we're going to take down the Dark Lord.
I can't wait.
Bridget got me an amazing print of Miranda.
It's
honestly like, if I could think of an image of Miranda that is the most me, the one of her like sipping on tea, like throwing shade, wearing a hat and
a bucket
hood.
It's the bucket hat and hood one. It's a really good. I'll put a photo of it on our Insta story or something.
Yeah, I think it's time.
It's so cute. Well, she got us these amazing necklaces. And of course, as I had already ordered ours, but of course we got each other Sex and the City stuff.
And of course, like I got Bridget a gift, but also got myself a gift.
Of course.
How was your holiday?
My holidays were great. I guess we did talk after Christmas, so I talked about that some. But New Year's was really fun. And then I didn't take off any time over Christmas. But my boyfriend's best friend has a place in Vermont, which is like the most insane estate of buildings I've ever been to, and it's beautiful and snowy, and I took off 2 days after New Year's, so I had Monday off, and then I took off Tuesday and Wednesday, and we were out just like relaxing and doing all the wonderful things.
Bridget's
in a beautiful
relaxation
house.
Is why we didn't have an episode.
It's true. I tried to warn you, but I don't think I was very effective about it.
It was unclear.
Yeah, none of us were paying enough attention. None of the two of us. But here we are. So I relaxed instead of recording an episode. There's like an indoor hot tub. They have a sauna. It's just like beautiful. There's the cabin Robin Frost lived in is on the property. So that's casual. Like out the kitchen window, you're like, oh, that's a cute cabin. Robert
two
Frost lived there. Yes.
Divulged in the yellow wood, of course.
Yeah. And and that was amazing, except we've gone a couple of times where it's been like five people, which is great, and this time we had so many people there were two cars, so I got volunteered to drive our friend Zach's car, and we got to the lot and the car wouldn't turn on. So there were four of us in that car, so Max and I were like, we're gonna take one for the team, and the other two people all jammed into a minivan, and then we took a bus to Albany and then got picked up. So that was like a little bit of a rough start, but it was absolutely worth it. That was first thing that happened on New Year's Day was a car not starting. So it's only up from here, you know?
Yeah, I can only go up. On my New Year's, so fun fact I learned about myself in the past 2 months is that tequila makes your girl blackout.
Oh, specifically tequila. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. Also not eating appropriate amount of dinner.
That's what does it for me,
plus
man.
Tequila.
Yeah, no.
No bueno. Sex and the City, you guys.
Sex and the City. I'm glad we're back. I have to say, like, we've talked for a long time now about how big this episode is, but it's been 3 weeks plus, so I've forgotten what's in it, mostly except for the big parts. So I'm very excited to revisit it with you.
The big, underlined big.
Hey.
I don't even remember how to do this.
Nope.
Okay, Miranda's got to go.
So Miranda is kissing and saying goodbye to her cat. Maybe that's why I was saying I'm more Miranda and every day.
I think so. Her hair is looking like a little kooky banana Riku.
Yep. So Carrie's narrating like the hard thing about a breakup in the expensive city of New York.
The emotional versus the physical breakup. Oh, right. Like breaking up. That dog.
It's so cute.
And like basically Steve is like squatting on her couch.
And she's letting him stay there because they've broken up, but like he has to find a new place. So they're doing this really uncomfortable dance where they're like not dating anymore, but he's sleeping on her couch with the puppy.
I wrote, oh my God, this is awkward, but also Steve's booting with that puppy. Wow.
I know. They're so cute. So he wakes up as she's trying to sneak out of the apartment at 6:30 a.m. to go to work. And I was also like, okay, so this isn't over yet. This is clearly going to be a more complicated story than it seems, because this isn't like a breakup, we're moving on. This is like a, he's still there, which I mean, I think it's really hard to move on in any way when you're confronted daily with the reminder of.
Yeah.
Especially because it's not like they broke up because of like habit differences or like
priority differences.
Well, they
broke up because she's like, this isn't going to be like, we can't grow together.
Right.
So we can't stay.
Which is fair. And true, but it doesn't mean that they didn't like or don't like love each other. So it would be very hard to live in an apartment with someone.
Oh my God.
Boning.
So the last we heard of Carrie and Big, he was like, She had just met Aiden's parents. That was the last episode because Big had and
Big showed up. Yeah. Showed up at her place and she shut him out. So she was like, no. So now Carrie's still with Aiden. They're being cute. Also, does Aiden meow at her in this?
I literally wrote, why did he meow?
He's like, meow.
Okay.
And it's not cute. It's
to be
weird.
Honest, my ex and I used to like sort of do that.
That's fine. This is like, it's like you were saying, we talked in the mini-sode even about how Aiden is like
a porn.
Yeah. Hypersexual in a way that's like,
oh, we don't like, we didn't like meow. Right. Hot, like out right. tonight. Meow.
No, it was like a joke.
No, we like mowed. It was mow. M-O-W is yeah. what our thing was.
Well, that's cute and like a couple thing, but he's just, he like isn't a fully developed character, but he has this really intensely sexual part of him towards Carrie that involves him doing things like meowing at her.
She's like, I'm your roadie, your booth bitch.
I was just going to say, game for this episode, a shot every time someone says booth bitch, fun twist, you're already dead. Because they bring it up so many times. It's a weird, it's one of those weird like,
when did he
women being
her?
Sexy and empowered before this, I think. Women being like empowering to themselves, like reclaiming the slur
what
or whatever.
Is this? Like
but
a
she's
new
not
furniture
really.
Expo?
I guess. It's like an artist exposition. Okay.
So Big and Natasha show up. Natasha, I found, is almost always wearing white.
Yes, I've noticed that too. Like strikingly so, because they'll put her in, whereas Carrie has like accessories and shit. Natalie is like
Natasha.
Sorry, I knew I was going to say it wrong the minute I opened my mouth. Natasha's like one dress, plain brown hair, but it's always white. It's always very simple.
It's
and
sort
like,
of like a Charlotte.
Yeah. She is a little bit of a Charlotte, honestly. She's like alternate universe who Charlotte would love to be. So Carrie like hides from them. And then Big's like, what the fuck?
Hi. Well, what they're doing is they're talking shit about Aiden's work.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
because they're talking about how ugly his all of his carpentry is. And Carrie sees them coming and like ducks down.
She's like, this is my nightmare.
She's like, so what can I show you? And she like flips through a book without looking at them or without anyone looking at the thing.
Well, I was saying that after all that stuff in the last episode, like with the cruise and with the like returning, you would think that maybe Big like planned this. Like, he probably saw Aiden's name.
Okay, wait, I have a question.
Yes.
Oh, you think he planned to come and, like, see Aiden, scope him out?
I think maybe.
So Aiden walks back over, and she's like, this is Aiden. This is Aiden Shaw, the designer. And then here he...
They can't introduce each other because they can't reveal his name.
I just said, so does she spill so that she doesn't have to say Big's name?
100%.
So she introduces Aiden, and then... Because it's also her shirt's buttoned improperly. It's buttoned off one by one.
Yeah, because she's a hot mess.
Yes.
Because whenever Carrie is confronted with Natasha, she is a little
off.
Is
a little hot mess. See, it's buttoned wrong. So
and so
she's
Carrie
about
spills
to,
hot coffee on his dick.
Aiden's like, yes, directly on Big's dick. Aiden's like, I didn't catch their names. And then Carrie spills the coffee he brought everywhere because they can't reveal Mr. Big's name. Fascinating. Also, Big is such a shit.
I literally wrote Big as on your babe, you're unraveling.
Yes, I wrote he is it with exclamation points. I wrote Big is such a shit.
Yeah, he's unraveling. And so like
Carrie's like, I knew them 100 years ago. It's not important to Aiden. They leave Natasha and Big after he spilled on. They're like off to go do their thing. And Carrie is, of course,
2 hours
totally
later.
Off.
They're he still there.
Fucking comes
and
back.
And he's drunk again.
He's been drinking. And he says, where's Paul Bunyan to Carrie?
And he does, this is like a so indicative
also,
of like.
What the fuck is Carrie wearing?
Big's power move, I can't talk about it. Where he puts his like bourbon on the rocks onto the wooden furniture.
Which
and like
someone here has like hand hewn. Oh yeah, it's one of his desks.
And it's like, and Carrie notices it and like picks it up because she's the booth bitch. And
take
wipes
a shot.
It.
And he's really put, he's gotten drunk so he can come back and confront her.
And he's saying, like, he's calling him Daniel Boone.
Paul
and he's
Bunyan.
Calling him,
and,
yeah.
like, he's such.
And
he's
Carrie's, like,
a
doing
dick.
A good job. And honestly, like, I know this.
She does. She handles it really well.
Yeah. And Carrie's like, where's your wife?
She's got her eye on a beige chair. Everything in my apartment is now beige.
And Carrie goes, I thought you wanted beige. And he's like, beige is bullshit. Which this is, like, such a powerful, like, interaction, I think, for Carrie.
She really, like. She doesn't just take his shit.
It's like everything Big has like sort of like all the it's Big is like throwing all of his games at Carrie, and she's sort of shutting them down.
And he's like, we always used to share a cigarette together. And she says, we used to do a lot of things that were bad for me together.
Yeah. And like, honestly, like having had an interaction with a past lover where like, this was attempted in the version of Brooke's life where she is Carrie Pratt. See, every time, every episode, Bridget realizes she's more Miranda, I realize I'm more Carrie.
It works out.
But I had a conversation with an ex-lover where they were trying to like come
very
at
hard.
Me.
Yeah.
In this same similar way.
I was just looking for where I stuck this thing, which I stuck down the front of my pants
for safekeeping.
Bridget
loses this stupid pen. Not stupid. I love it.
But it is stupid. But I lose it constantly.
But what I'm saying is, it's very powerful.
Yes.
But it's like that type of thing where it's like fight or flight almost, I feel, where you like can give all this defense and then like the person leaves and you like exhale and crumble.
Yeah. And but she holds it together really well. And
he's like, my marriage is over.
He says, I'm getting out. He rolls up the magazine he's carrying and spouts it at her. He's like, I'm getting out. What a piece of shit. Like, he really just wants.
He goes, I'm getting out if you know anyone that's interested, which is just like.
He really wants to drop his fucking wife and just pick back up where he was with Carrie because he's bored and it didn't turn out the way he thought it would. And she's moved on and is interesting.
Good girl, Carrie. Wear your weird shorts and walk away.
They are so weird. She's wearing literal cargo shorts and high heels.
And this is this whole thing.
Okay, so it's about the X contest.
Winning or losing.
So they're at their friend brunch, and Samantha's like, face it, you won. And Carrie's like, what did I win? And Samantha's like, there's always a winner and a loser. It's who gets a new relationship first. It's who's, you know, hotter after you break up. Charlotte's freaking out about how he's married. And Carrie also to them is like, I am not going to do anything. Like, stop telling me he's married.
This is just so interesting. This is like so indicative of the four of them.
It's Charlotte really is like, revealing.
Charlotte is like, he's married. He's married. He's married.
Don't do anything. Don't be that person.
And Carrie's like, fucking calm down, Charlotte. Samantha's like, married men never leave their wives.
So don't trust them. Why would they?
And she's like, I'm not going to do it. I have a great boyfriend and I'm not insane. And I wrote, she is insane. And then, Miranda does something amazing.
And yes, it is amazing because that is how I would feel as the friend in this situation. I know I would feel differently as Carrie, as she does. Because what she says is, it was too sad or something like that, which fair.
Oh, the shade. This is the shade. This is really the shade. Good. They're like, how long was he even married for? And they're like, 7 months. And Samantha's like, oh, the 7 month itch. And Miranda turns, looks at Charlotte and says, well, that's what happens when you jump into relationships too quickly. Because Charlotte...
and Trey are like, fucking, aren't they? Oh, wait, that hasn't happened yet. It's going to happen. And it's crazy.
Trey and I are nothing like Big and Natasha.
And Samantha's like, don't listen to her. She's mid-breakup. Charlotte's just defending her relationship. Carrie's trying to order a Reuben. And Charlotte's like, listen, I'm meeting Trey's mother this week. And if all goes well, ...
Trey is this close to proposing. So many dots, Bridge.
I know. Well, I skipped some dialogue. But she's, you know, it's heavy implication. So Samantha wants to know more about Big, of course. She's like, how did he look?
Okay, so Miranda is now helping Steve find a new apartment.
Because when he woke up early, he was like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm looking for a new place. I was wondering, he's like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Never mind. And Miranda's like, what? And he's like, would you maybe come with me to look at this place? She's like, yeah, I could do that. So it literally looks like a prison dungeon. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's fine. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. And Miranda's like, this is the doorway to hell.
I wrote, Steve, it's not that bad, little baby Steve.
He is a little fucking baby. So Miranda's like, okay, I can't kick him out yet. He can't live in a place like
this. She's wearing all red. She honestly looks like a Batman villain.
Yeah, it's, oh my God, she does.
She does. Miranda looks like a Batman villain in her maroon suit and her red shirt and her red bag and her red hair.
I love Carrie's looks like wrap dress thing.
I feel like you would look amazing in a wrap dress.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Miranda's like, I don't want to see him living in a shithole.
And that's partially where the like, we love each other comes in. It's a pretty.
The left, more emotional side of their brain and men.
Oh, wait, I wondered about this.
And I was like, holy motherfucking shit. I know one thing, it's that your right brain is your emotional brain and your left brain is your logical brain. And it's like the apple is turned upside down on the computer and Carrie doesn't know her left from her
right. That's right. She does not. Yeah. Each left brain is supposed to be more logical, analytical, and objective. Hey, hey, hey. She fucked it up.
And then the big question of the episode is, do you follow your heart or do you follow your head? And is there a battle between what we know and what we feel?
Well, before this...
episode, and like before we started any of this, you and I were just having like life conversations, and we literally had a whole conversation about how like I struggle with the difference between what I know to be true and what I feel to be true.
We should pause and probably talk about this a little bit. Yeah.
Knowing and feeling, even though they happen within your one body, come from such different places and like exist so differently that they can be at total odds with each other. So like when I know something to be true, that doesn't change me necessarily feeling like irrational or intensively one way about it. Or
and I think I'm similar, and I think that's part of the reason why we connect.
Yeah.
I am so right-brained, but yes. also so left-brained yes. in two different aspects of my life.
Yes.
That it gets in my way on both ends. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
It does. It totally does to me. It's an interesting thing. And Carrie's whole thing is about how like men are more one and women are more the other, which like without heavily stereotyping, she's generally right about some of that. I mean, there's the whole like emotional labor thing, in which like women are the emotional carriers often, mm-hmm. or like, I mean, I could talk about emotional labor on its own podcast for a year and a half, but.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe that's what we'll do next.
Great. Great. Love it. Add it to the Google Doc. But I think it is really interesting because like you can feel something and know something different. And it really, I think, depends who you are and how you act on that. If like you act on the feeling versus the knowledge, or if you act on the knowledge versus the feeling. And some, I mean, no one does just one thing.
But. I mean, like part of me is like in past situations have been like, God, I wish I just followed. Like, I wish I just like made the big hard decision and like maybe gotten hurt more. But I'm so protective of myself, which I think is like the left brain where I'm like, well, if I choose the safe option and maybe don't have the like satisfaction in the short term, that like I'll be happier in the long term. And then like. 10 years, please. How old do I think that I fucking am? 100 years down the line, I'm like, well, maybe I should have just made the big move and like failed miserably. But I'm so also worried about like losing a relationship with a person. I mean, isn't that the story of my fucking life?
Yes. Yes. Hey, everyone out there. If you relate to this, I'm glad. If you don't, tell us your secrets.
Yeah, honestly, like, please, like, please close every door for me.
Close every door. I don't know what that is, but I liked it.
It's from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Coat. Mm-hmm. And I was curious.
Is that actually a something?
Close every door to me.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember that, and I was in that show. So that came from somewhere deep in the recesses Children of my brain. Of I even Israel. Sort of got the tune right. I was really just kind of singing a phrase. Wow.
You guys, I'm honestly... I've never been prouder.
She's converting me
to Judaism. Slow and sure.
I went to temple services on Friday, Shabbat services.
It's like, why am I even here if not to turn Bridget into a small Jewess?
It's me, your shiksa girl.
She's my shiksa goddess.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Voldemort, but she's mine.
Thank you. Thank you. That's it. That's who he is now.
Everything is Harry Potter.
Everything forever.
Aloha more.
That's so funny. Good morning.
I went to pee and I was like, why did I just hear Aloha Mora instead of good morning?
You didn't. That's why. No, well, you did hear it.
I did hear it. Don't tell me what I didn't and didn't hear.
You know what? I'm so sorry. Never question your reality.
My truth is my truth and your truth is your truth. And hey, you out there, your truth is your truth. I like addressing the you.
I also forgot that I had this savage note in here about how women base, or like whatever Carrie's saying about women being more emotionally brained and men being more logical. I wrote, no, men just think their emotions are the correct baselines for logic, you know. Which is, I stand by. Men
I
just
also
think
wrote
that, they're,
that this show would be more relatable without Charlotte.
I think you're right. Now, certainly. I think probably in the 2000s, she played a pretty specific role.
Speaking of Charlotte.
We're back. But isn't that true? Men just think that their emotions are logic. Where you're like, no. Just because you're feeling them doesn't make them empirically right.
Yeah. And also speaking of men being fucking manipulated puppets.
Yeah.
Bunny, Trey's mom, has finally been introduced. Just like really quickly. Like, I know we talk a lot of schmack about Charlotte. Kristen Davis is so fucking beautiful.
She is.
She's just like.
She also, to her credit, is really good at playing Charlotte. She could be more insufferable, but like Kristen Davis at least gives her some like humor and depth at times where I think potentially
like
she wouldn't have it.
Like I'm just looking at her, the screenshot of her right now, and I'm just
like. I know, she's gorgeous.
Aw. So Just they're at brunch.
I wrote, oh, it's Bunny.
Oh, it's Bunny.
So his mom is fascinating. Also smoking inside, wearing a pink girlish bow.
And pearls.
Although she looks like a full grandmother, white hair and all. And she does this really fascinating thing where, without him being aware of it, she manipulates everything Trey thinks.
So when Trey is making a decision, she like rubs his hand or his arm systematically and is like, maybe you should do this. And he's like, oh, you're right, I'll do this. And Charlotte certainly clocks this.
And she, but instead of being like, wow, my boyfriend is totally manipulated and controlled by his mom, she's like, oh, how can I do this to Trey? How do I take notes so I can subtly manipulate him?
Bunny's drinking a dirty martini, and honestly, I'll drink to that.
Hell yeah. Sip that out of our wine tumblers. Mm-mm-mm-mm. And Bunny's like leaning over him to Trey like, I like her. Like Charlotte's doing well.
Oh my God. It's like waspy get out.
It is. It literally feels this that way like where you're like, Charlotte, what are you doing? This is clearly not okay. But instead of getting out of it, she's like,
it's really spoopy.
Leaning into it. It is. I can't get over the bow. Like, why is she wearing a 6-year-old girl's bow?
Because she's...
The rest of her is so elegant.
It's really interesting. Like Charlotte's like...
So she's taking notes. Meanwhile,
Adam
downtown.
Ball, Samantha's entertaining Adam Ball, a film editor who made a very lucrative living cutting the coming attractions for film companies. And he's coming. And we know
he
him.
We do. I know who. I forgot what his name is. I sent He Who Shall Not Be Named a photo of this because he looks like hunky Ben Platt.
No. That's
but
not.
But it's not him. It's Bobby Cannavale.
That's who it is.
Yes. But he does he not look like hunky Ben Platt in this 20 years ago?
No, he looks like young Bobby Cannavale.
So Brooke agrees with me. Wait, he looks like hunky Ben Platt.
No. So this is so funny. So Samantha goes, oh, he has the nastiest tasting spunk. And Charlotte just gets it up and walks away.
She literally leaves the brunch.
It's so funny.
Wait, also So they're talking about giving casual head.
No, well, Samantha's like, his fucking semen tastes like...
It tastes terrible.
Like shit.
And you're my girlfriend's help me. Who else can I talk about to this about? Have you ever had this problem? Miranda's like, not really, but I have to admit, it's never exactly been a trip to Baskin-Robbins.
She says it's sour like asparagus gone bad. And then Carrie's like, can I cancel my rice pudding? Because like that has the texture and sort of coloring of semen.
Of bad semen, yeah.
Okay, so in college, just really quick, we had these things called linden trees. And it was outside of our apartment building. And it was also outside the music building where we had voice lessons. And these linden trees smelled like semen.
Oh, they did. They always smelled more like specifically like vaginas to me.
Interesting.
Like vaginas rather than semen, but who knows? They smelled gross.
They smelled like ejaculate.
Yeah, they smelled like
of some
sex
kind.
Smells. Yeah, really good one. Really good one. Miranda's like, listen, it often has to do with nutrition.
Yeah,
like maybe
he can
like
eat
something.
Fix his diet. Funky
Dear Martha,
spunk.
Funky Spunk, help.
Dear Funky Spunk, try a hint of mint. It's so cute.
Samantha's like, it's not asparagus. It's asparagus and something
I really
else.
Liked,
Clorox.
I really liked this scene.
Well, yeah. Also, these are conversations that like I have and have had with friends like this. Yeah.
Well, this is why the show is great. And that's why Charlotte sucks.
So,
she
yeah, exactly. Because she can't participate in it. Miranda's like, I have a thing. Just like stop giving him head. And Samantha's like, no, it's fine. I mean, like, I didn't swallow and he's clean, definitely. And Miranda's like, you think if the whole cum situation where it was reversed, men would get anywhere near the stuff?
Woke Miranda.
But she's right.
This is never a really again. Weird, sad scene. So Miranda comes home, and because it's 2000, someone has left Steve a voicemail from the bar being like, hey, we met last night. I'd love to go out sometime.
You're a cute bartender. Like, I'm a hot exec. Let's go see a movie.
Oh my God, that's his only number because Steve doesn't have a cell phone. Oh my God, voicemails are so stressful.
Seriously.
And then Miranda deletes it. And I wrote, yas, Miranda, yas, 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 Miranda.
Yeah. But also like crazy that of Steve to give that number to someone who might call him for a date.
Whittle baby Steve doesn't know how to make whittle big grown-up decisions.
No, and I get it. Like he doesn't. He's so cute and exciting for Miranda
no,
at the beginning.
No, this is, I can't believe they didn't realize that they're brains.
No.
So
they
Miranda deletes
this.
The message because she's a motherfucking queen and like,
and you
fuck
know what?
You,
fuck Steve
for
giving
taking
that
advantage.
Number. Yeah, bye.
And so Carrie has a voicemail from Big. And
it's like, it's important. Please call me.
Honestly, like, fuck me for being a Carrie. I'm so mad at myself every day. I hate myself.
He's like, you know my cell number.
Oh my God, Bridget, can I tell you one of the songs? I'm so sorry to
Don't
pause
tell
everybody.
Me.
But
tell me.
One of the songs that's available to be used in Fly Live that like only like gets, I hear at least once a day almost, is Bills.
I, you know how I feel about that song.
Every time I hear it, I like, my whole body like lifts to another plane.
It's so good. It's honestly a great one for Flywheel. That would make me fucking pump my legs if I ever did exercise.
She says coughing like an old ill woman.
Don't talk to me. I'm so frail. My Delta down is my illness yesterday. I'll tell you about that later. It was so scary.
So Carrie is, so
Carrie brings over an impartial judge who is Miranda.
Impartial, in quotes. Well,
right.
The 2000 version of this is, you know, listening to a voicemail and discerning and dissecting it. And like with us, it's like a text or a DM, if you will.
Or like, look who posted what photo, like, let's dissect this. What do you think this means?
Have we done this? Or have we done
this? How many times have we done this?
How many screenshots have you received from me?
I mean, honestly, both ways. Between that and like,
you and
is
me,
this
but
cute enough for Instagram?
Me.
That could be,
oh my god,
hundreds of messages.
Yeah, but this I like how Carrie's stress eating Twizzlers because I also stress eat Twizzlers,
yes.
Which is another reason that makes me a fucking Carrie. And you guys, I'm really struggling with my Carrie-ness, but like, I just have to know that it's just me.
Just own it. Miranda's like giving her great advice and is like, let's listen to the message again. And Carrie's like, I'm deleting that. And then she says, it wasn't that simple. As soon as Miranda left, I stood and watched my emotions overrule both sides
and
of my brain.
And so she calls Big.
He's in the back of the car.
Motherfucking, motherfucking.
Fotherfucking.
Fothermucking. Big is like, actually, it's just going to be too hard to get out of my marriage. So I'm just going to stay in it because I'm big and I can't be a human.
And so I need you to forget I said anything, never repeat it to anyone, and still love me on the side. I mean, he doesn't propose to her in an affair or anything like that. I just mean he's literally like manipulating her of like, don't tell anyone. I didn't mean it.
He goes, I figure I made my bed and I should lie in it. And she's like, fucking you fucking do the fuck. And she hangs up and she's like, jolts her back to sanity. And then you see her like with a fucking walking porn Aiden who's like always has her leg over his dick.
I have to. This is my one thing, though. He does make me a little crazy, but their physical chemistry I like a lot. Like they're very cute and physical with each other in a way that Carrie hasn't been with boyfriends since. You know, like even when they're just aside from that one weird, terrible shot of them laying in bed where she was like half off the bed. They're so like cute and easy with each other physically.
Yeah.
And I do like that. But I don't know. So they're in bed.
I like Aiden. But he just like, I don't know if it's just John Corbett and the way he says things.
Right.
Oh, so this is so fucking stupid, you guys.
It's very stupid.
So he's like, I can like take care of your apartment. Like I can like.
Look at that crack over there.
I'm going
like,
to like strip the floors for you.
I'm going to be a handyman
and
do
like,
stuff for you.
Isn't that a lot of work?
It'll just take a day.
He's like, are you sure?
They make everything a sexual
and
conversation.
He goes, a special lady needs a special home.
Well, part of what he's saying to her is like, this could be worth a lot. This apartment could
she's
be.
She's so tiny and he's so big.
Teeny, I know.
And then they fuck.
Although they also just do like cute hugging stuff first.
And then Bobby Cannavale is talking to Samantha to make him eat better.
After a quick browse of healthysperm.com, Samantha gets this idea. So they're taking wheatgrass shots, which neither of them want.
Wheatgrass shots I've never had one, but they don't seem good.
No. Also, this is just not worth it. Either tell him and have him work on it. You can't like secretly feed him foods that'll make his cum taste better.
Yeah.
So they take shots of wheatgrass.
And she's like, how long does it take to digest?
As if one wheatgrass shot is going to, like, fix him forever. He's also staring at himself in a mirror while she blows him.
It's weird as fuck.
And then he comes in her mouth. And then he says, you give good head. And then we pan down. And Samantha wants to throw up.
The wheatgrass shot did not help, y'all.
Of course it didn't.
Okay. So now Trey.
So one of the things that Bunny did, Trey's mom, was convince them to eat at a different restaurant than the one that he said they had reservations at, which he'd wanted to eat at for months.
Yeah.
So they're at a different place and he doesn't like the food he's having. And so she tries one of Bunny's tricks. She like puts her hand on his arm and is like, you should try this. It's sweeter. And he's like, yes, okay.
And she's like, I did it. And it's like Pavlovian.
No opinions of his own.
It's really, really bad.
He literally has no opinion. But he tells her she's exquisite, which she wants to hear, and that she's a dream come true. And Charlotte is certain
that he's about to propose to her.
to engage her. And he says, Charlotte? And she says, yes.
Oh, and then the salad comes.
Which, first of all, looks gross for whatever fancy-ass restaurant.
And then Charlotte, like, gives the waitress a dirty look. And then...
Also, sorry. Did he get just tomato and basil with no mozzarella? Because mistakes have been made.
And she's like, you always seem to know what I want. And it's, he says, you always seem to know what I want. It's because she's doing this trick. And he...
She says...
She does the arm thing. He goes, maybe we should get married. And he goes, alrighty. And Charlotte's like...
What? So here's my thing. You know she's going to be upset about this.
Yeah, because it backfired.
And also, why on earth would you have done it that way if you wanted him to propose to you?
Oh my God. I had the most embarrassing moment on the train.
Tell me.
I was with friend of the pod, Sam, and our friend Parker. We were on the train going downtown because they live across the street. And we were talking about our hands. And I was like, oh, I have ugly hands. Which I think that I do. And I was like, maybe I'll have to, like, we were joking about how I'm going to have to, when I get engaged, I'm going to have to swap out. Like, I'm going to have borrow someone's hands. And they were, like, laughing about it. And I, like, giggled to myself. And they were like, Brooke, what's going on? And I was like, I'm going to get engaged. And I was like, wait. Then I, like, snapped back into reality about how I'm, like, so very single and, like, nowhere near getting engaged. But I, like, had, like, butterflies in my stomach.
That's so funny.
I was like, Brooke, why are you...
Oh, my God, you guys. Looks like Brooke's going to win the prize. Except...
There's no couple. No.
That's so funny. I love that. It is a really weird thought. Two of my high school friends got engaged on Sunday. And I was like, two in one day? What are you all doing?
I looked at my empty hand. I was like, I'm going to get engaged. And then I was like, two! No
one. God, that's so funny. I mean, I'm in a relationship and I still can't imagine being married. The people I know who are married, who like are married and have kids, like I don't feel anywhere near ready for that. Oh my God.
I can't even.
Yeah, Brooke is like mouth agape. Like, can't even speak about it. Yeah, same.
I'm so single. If you are ready to mingle with me,
then do it.
I think I'm an okay person.
I will endorse that, except not because okay does not do it justice. Let me just write your app for you. Your app profile.
Should I give a letter? When I meet a guy,
a letter of recommendation. I'm like,
this is a letter of recommendation.
This is my life partner and podcast co-host. Read it. If you aren't interested, you're not. But if you are, we're getting married.
Oh, okay. Really, really. I'll talk about this at the end.
Okay. So Charlotte goes to see Carrie and is like, I'm engaged. And Carrie's like, oh my God. And Charlotte's like, no.
She's like recounting the story terrible. And the fact that Trey said alrighty. And Carrie's like, I think you should be worried that you got proposed to by a guy that said alrighty. Which I like love that about Carrie.
Yes,
see, I'm a fucking Carrie.
Yes. And well, Carrie's also like, who cares about the rules? Who cares that you technically proposed to him? Like, fuck all of that. It's 2002 or whatever. And Charlotte's like, yes, but there was no kneeling. There was nothing. Which like, dude, if you wanted kneeling and everything, then suggesting that you get married to him is probably not the way you were going to get that. Like, you thought
and
he was
going
to drop everything
in
a restaurant. He didn't have a ring. He didn't have...
She's like, what am I going to tell my kids?
That I proposed and he said, alrighty.
It's so unromantic.
Like, just don't... You shouldn't have said anything, baby. Like, you kind of walked yourself into this.
The dog is really cute.
Yeah. So it's nighttime.
Okay. My biggest problem in this episode is that cats don't sleep like that.
Although... That cat apparently does. Here's the thing. Puppy cats exist and they're amazing.
Oh, I had two puppy cats. But even puppy cats don't sleep like spoon you like a dog does.
No. So the puppy is barking outside of Miranda's door. And she's like, Steve, it's 4 a.m. But
and
he is not.
Steve's not there.
It's an empty couch. Beautiful.
Steve's not there.
Yep, that's really good.
And it was officially over.
She finally got it into her head.
This is not a great haircut, Miranda.
No, it's not. So he comes in the morning.
The dog is so fucking
cute. In a suit.
Cute.
It's so cute. It's so
I want a dog so bad.
Cute. Please get one.
Hank's coming.
I want you to have one. Because I just need an animal in my life. He's like, good morning. She says, good morning. I took the dog out already. He says, thanks. She says, there's coffee. And I circled a bunch of apartments.
She's like, get the
get
fuck out.
Yeah. Which she should be. And he says, thanks for letting me sleep on your couch. He's also, he's like nicely dressed up in a suit, which is weird. But
sleep
he's
at home.
No, but he's wearing like a crazy ass printed shirt. But it's the nicest outfit I've ever seen him wear. Like, where did he get that suit?
Oh my God.
He has gotten a suit since.
What a source of contention.
I know.
Is he wearing a suit pants or is he wearing like a sports coat?
I think he's wearing a suit. Maybe I'm wrong though. She's like, Steve. And then she says, never mind. They have kind of a nice.
Emmy and Grammy Award winner Cynthia Nixon is so astounding.
She is.
At acting.
Everything about it. Her face. Oh, I saved this photo to show you because I thought it was really funny. Time Hop did this thing at the end of this year where they were like.
The faces? Yes. Is one of yours Cynthia Nixon?
It's Cynthia. One of mine is Cynthia Nixon.
So Aiden is like doing his like construction work in Carrie's apartment and it's really loud and she can't be bothered because she's writing and she's got a deadline because.
Even though he's like hand fixing her apartment for her.
He's like, go to my house. And she's like, I can't. Pete's annoying. And I'm like, Carrie, get over your fucking self. And so she's going to go to a hotel. And I said, Carrie, go to a motherfucking coffee shop.
Honestly, just anywhere for 2 hours.
Like why do you don't need to need be to... like on a bed?
She doesn't. She's too much. So Trey and Charlotte are walking down the street. And Carrie's like, Charlotte had done the impossible in New York. She was engaged to her heart's desire. Unfortunately, she couldn't get the way it happened out of her head.
And so they're walking past Tiffany's and Trey goes,
I think we should stop here for a minute.
And get a ring. And so Carrie's like, and then Charlotte decided that's how he proposed in front of Tiffany's.
Which, like,
and
all
she
right.
says, and so it's like that Trey proposed in front of Tiffany's and Charlotte said, all righty.
Yeah. Which is the fact that you're already revisionist historying your own relationship and marriage is just like does not bode well for the future.
It's no bueno.
No bueno.
Samantha's having. I'm really upset Samantha hasn't had a decent plot yet.
I am too. We are now halfway into season 3 and she hasn't had anything. And I know you say it's coming. I just like want more for her. Bobby Cannavale keeps doing this terrible Adam Ball. Like he does the terrible like push your head down thing. And just Samantha's like, I'm not in the mood for that. He's like, what's the problem?
And she's like, you have funky tasting spunk.
And he's like, what? And she, my spunk? Come, spooch, jizz, funky. Man, I've heard some far out excuses, but this one takes the cake. And she thinks she's trying to get out of giving him blowjobs.
And she's like, fuck that. And she's like, I love giving head. And so she bets him.
He's like up and down a couple times.
If he tastes his own spunk, that she'll give him a blowjob.
And he's like, yeah, okay, fine. And that's also an iconic gif where she says, honey, they don't call it a job for nothing.
Because it's work.
With the right man, it can be fabulous. That is, unless the man in question has rotten spunk.
And so she makes him try it. And you know what? He does.
And you know what? He decides he doesn't care and wants her to keep giving him blowjobs anyway. So he pretends like it tastes fine.
Okay.
This guy fucking sucks and he doesn't deserve a blowjob from anyone. So. Carrie is going to get called.
From Big.
We're just both watching Bobby Cannavale eat his own cum and feel fine with it.
And she chugs a Cosmo. She gave him head.
She does it.
But her heart wasn't in it. So Carrie's writing efficiently in her hotel room, even though she
wait. How did he taste it before she made him come?
I think she has to give him the blowjob and then he'll taste it.
Oh, so he agrees, right?
And somehow Big knows that she's in this hotel, which I also don't understand. Oh, she called. So okay.
So Big calls her house.
Aiden is like, Carrie's at this hotel, and so Big is like, I'm gonna go to that hotel
because he's crazy. So he calls her from the lobby. Oh my God. So she, first of all, starts putting on a house coat in the apartment and in the hotel room and doesn't finish closing it until she steps off the elevator in the lobby, even though she's wearing like a bodysuit. Yeah. It's just a funny like continuity shot.
And he's in the bar and she's like, that's not the lobby. And she's like calling him out.
He's like, sit down, have a drink. She's like calling my house. And he's like, could you please sit down and listen to me as if he hasn't tried her patience how many times now, how many ways,
and she sits.
He's like angry with her, which is so fucked up. She's like, I have a boyfriend and a deadline. I don't have time for your shit.
You have a wife and apparently a drinking problem.
He's like, will you slow down? I can't think, because he's a dickhead who makes everyone else's problems or his problems everyone else's problems. I was an asshole to you on the phone the other day. Yes, she says, you were. When I said I was leaving, you didn't say anything, so I got nervous. He is like a fucking 4-year-old who just needs attention.
He
wants
doesn't
to
know
keep
what
her
he says. He can't
have
it. And she's like, you have to stop all of this.
Stop
all
jerking
of this
me around.
Much.
Stop flirting with me. You are married. You have to make up your mind. And she says,
Aiden doesn't know about you and I never want him to know about you. She's like, go lie in your beige bed. And she storms off and inevitably he follows her. She starts running, which Carrie loves to do, like a little run.
Because he hears that she hasn't told Aiden. He's like, why? Because to him that means like he's some dirty secret she wants to keep.
She's like, I haven't explained it. Wait a minute. And he's trying to get into again. The elevator.
Fuck, I miss you. She says, too bad. And he follows her on and fucking kisses her.
You guys, I love elevator kisses.
Me too. You know what? One of our...
I can't.
I won't tell you. I'll tell you the story later.
So it's like the Grey's Anatomy thing. It's like, I love you and I can't.
He traps her in an elevator. The door closes behind them. And she's like, fuck you. Stop it. And
okay,
then he kisses
I have a
her,
question for you.
And she kisses him back.
Do you think that this is problematic or do you think it's a murky line because they're...
I think it's a murky line because...
So Carrie smoking... Okay, sorry.
Finish. In a hotel room, which is crazy. No, Big lights up and then shares it with her. So he's going to get her back into
fucked.
It. They fucked. He follows her up. They have sex. I mean, that's why she goes to a hotel room so that this plot point can happen.
Yeah, of course.
So in one blow, she's cheated on Aiden. She's back to smoking cigarettes. She's...
And just like that, I lost my head. She's...
Yeah. I think if Carrie had been drunk, this would be a different story, but she's stone cold sober. And like, yes, he's intimidating her, but they are in public. I mean, it's all of it's gross. I hate him. You should never don't corner people on elevators. Don't force them to kiss you. It's definitely problematic because Big is a fucking fuck up, but like Carrie has some control in this situation. And yeah. She, you know, if anything really like she could get out of it.
Yeah.
But Ugh, what an episode.
So that's the episode. So the beginning of the affair.
So it's happening. She holds out so well. And like, I can't really be angry with her because
I'm
know.
I'm angry with her because I feel like I honestly believe that like.
She tried. She gave him shit. She gave him hell. And she also loves him. And I get that.
It's hard. Love is hard.
She was doing the right thing despite how she felt. I mean, and now, yeah. And then she gave in.
I think he didn't make it easy for her, as they never do.
Yeah, never. I think if I cared a little more about Aiden, I would be angrier maybe, but I'm not.
Wonder if that will change. I feel like it must.
Yeah.
For so many people to love Aiden, yeah. This is only, what, his fourth
right.
episode?
Right, like he's only been in it for a few, and if now she's already cheating on him, like this can't.
I think we'll have to see.
Interesting.
Who?
So a big one.
So.
A big old baby.
Should we ploppability and then?
Yes. Ploppability, I think, all but Charlotte. And I
but
don't
I think
the Steve storyline. I think you're very right.
The Steve doesn't. Why doesn't Steve have a friend that he can go stay with?
Yeah. Like Steve, there would be other solutions for Steve in this day and age, New York, or like really any big city. He wouldn't be still on her couch. He wouldn't be having someone call and leaving messages on her home phone.
No.
None of that probably would have played out the same way. Samantha. Yep.
Sure, blowjobs taste bad.
Yeah,
sometimes.
That happens.
Sorry,
anytime.
Guys.
You know, if you care, do something about it.
Sometimes your semen tastes bad.
Yeah, or you know what? If you're getting it, just make sure you're giving it. That's all.
Fair. Carrie, I think, is super ploppable.
Yes, very. I think this is pretty much an eternal storyline that could make sense for a lot of people.
Yeah. And then who did you resonate with?
You know, it's funny, the Carrie thing actually, even with Aiden at the end of the being like, I haven't told him and I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. I get still being in love with someone and having that dictate your decisions. But I don't know. I would say, I guess this episode Carrie more than anyone. Although it's interesting. I don't know. I'm not really Samantha or I guess Samantha a little bit. Carrie really. But I mean, sorry. Or Charlotte really. And this is one episode where like, I love Miranda and relate to her deeply. But for her actual plot line.
She wasn't really in this episode.
Yeah, no. You and Carrie?
Yeah. I fucking resonate with Carrie.
Yeah. Own it. This is a good one. And in fact, it's good for a lot of reasons. And partially because, like, Carrie does try very hard. But the reality of being a human being is that you make choices and you do things that sometimes aren't, like, morally right, maybe, but feel right or feel good or... I don't know. She's just being a person and, like...
I'm pouting. So going into the new year, we have a new segment, and here it is. Questions from my brother. Say hello, brother.
Hello, brother.
Hey, he can follow directions. Like, we love it.
Hi, Bridget. Hi, Brooke. Hi, brother. And then I sort of fit.
Oh, it fits. You're
BR.
Another burr.
Are
yeah.
you trying to be burr. A burr? Are you trying to be on this podcast forever?
100%.
Excellent.
So I just moved to New York from Chicago, where I've been for 11 years, even though I was born and bred on the East Coast. And I'm suddenly like...
By questions from my brother, we meant therapy from my brother.
I'm like, how long is it going to take for my vowels to round out again? Because I'm like, hi, Mom. I lived in Chicago. And I'm like, hello, Mother.
No, after one summer at Cherubs, I was like, class? I have to go to class?
Oh my God, hi, Dad. I know Dad listens to this.
Yes, he's going to be thrilled.
Mom actually might listen to this because you're on it.
Oh, well.
That would be what gets her to listen.
But you're not our actual guest. So.
No, but welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York.
You.
Welcome to your own apartment.
Your own apartment.
Yeah, I live in this apartment.
Does it still not feel real?
It feels like a fever dream.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know where my underwear is still.
Right.
Like, where's my underwear drawer?
Alex is really good at asking hard-hitting, poignant questions, and he was asking me some about Splat, and so we're just going to let him ask us those questions.
From Brooke's brother.
In the new year.
Yeah, this is
Brooke's brother!
Unprompted from the episode that you're watching.
Yes. Just a fun segment.
So the first question in the segment, questions from Brooke's brother, is...
I'm sorry.
It's really happening.
If our four ladies
mm-hmm.
each had a smartphone in 2018, what would each of their most used apps be?
Fascinating. Well, I love that.
I think honestly all of them would have two phones. I think all of them would have a work phone. Like, maybe not Carrie, but I think Miranda and Samantha would both have a work phone and a personal phone. I think that...
Is that common?
Yeah.
Do you have that?
I don't, but I know a lot of people who do. I don't know if Charlotte would.
No, Charlotte?
Because I feel like Charlotte is too... She's like, having a career is a temporary thing for me.
Right. She's getting to be a wife.
Yeah. She's like...
Charlotte's most used app is the camera.
Oh.
Or Pinterest,
yeah, something like that.
I think Carrie's is probably Instagram or Twitter.
I was going to say Twitter, maybe. Like, she'd be popping off quips about, you know, her observations of the world.
Yeah, I think maybe Samantha's is Instagram.
Or Samantha's would be, like, some kind of a hookup app or something.
Yeah, like Tinder.
Yeah. What? Although she doesn't
need that. No, Miranda's is seamless.
Miranda's would be seamless.
Miranda eat cake out of the trash Hobbs.
Miranda would be like at the office at 10 p.m. seamless orders, you know?
I mean, my most used app is probably seamless.
I feel like Miranda's would be some obscure
like
New York Times.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, exactly. Thinking, something like that that's like she uses to better herself. That's a great question.
Yeah. Do you have a question for me? I don't know why you would.
Yes, if you had a smartphone.
Oh, I'm also Amish.
Yeah, that's right.
What are these microphones? Wires. Although I will say, this summer we went to Great America, which is a theme park in Illinois.
Six Flags
Great America, and there were a lot of Amish people on like obviously not.
She's still going.
It wasn't like a Rumspringa because they obviously weren't like fucking each other on the roller coasters,
which is mandatory.
That's what we were doing.
But spring quarter of my senior year of college, I called that my Rumspringa quarter.
Very good.
It ended in disaster.
You never returned to the Amish, so understandably.
I'm certainly not Amish anymore.
But anyway, that's a story about Amish people.
What were they doing?
People.
They were just like
there.
They
were all online, and you know what? They all have the same haircuts and same outfits. The only way that they could the only thing they could express like their personality through accessory were their suspenders.
I hope someone was wearing like rainbow suspenders.
A secret gay Amishman.
Wow.
Amishman. Do you have my favorite joke from Splat?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's hear it.
New Zealand. I love that.
I'm so glad we kept that in back in the day.
New Zealand.
I thought you were originally, when you were asking that question, I thought you were going to ask like which kind of smartphone they
had. They would have me too.
Which I'm into too. Like, I feel like Miranda would have like a Google Pixel. You know, she'd have like the high quality alternative.
I agree. I was going to throw BlackBerry into the mix.
Oh, interesting.
But I don't think so.
I think only
loser butt faces.
Let's make that a strong stance on this podcast.
Wow.
If you use or ever have used a BlackBerry.
No, not ever have used.
No, I'm making it ever have used. No. Now you're implicating yourself.
I used to have one.
I loved my BlackBerry. It would light up different colors when specific people texted me. But no, in today's age, you only loser but face. Okay. And other questions? Do you have other questions, or are you just trying to be on the podcast?
I just want to be on the podcast.
We'll have you back for a proper episode, but also anytime you want to come ask us questions.
Okay.
Is that, or do we just get one? Is the segment just one question?
Do you have anything else for us? Do you want to just like tease the people and leave?
What's your favorite place to get hummus in New York?
But I love it.
Well, I'm new to New York, and I can't find hummus. In fact, I just went to this place.
Oh, I actually have an answer to this.
By our apartment.
Yeah.
Called Scion Cafe, thinking, because it said.
No, it's Ethiopian.
Ethiopian and Mediterranean. I was like, I'm going to get some hummus and shawarma. Nope, they made me eat with my fingers.
Oh, like they would not let you not eat with your fingers, or they're just weren't utensils?
Well, forks were just not an option.
I was imagining someone coming over to your table and being, sir.
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 I need you to put the fork down. We'll get out of this
precisely
restaurant. It was good,
Brooke,
though.
What's your answer?
The hummus place on 74th and Amsterdam.
That is so far away.
I will pick it up for us on my way home from either place that I go to, that I basically live there. My favorite memory of the hummus place, we used to go a lot after engagements, the only work I'll ever have done professionally in my entire life until I die.
That is the official title of
I
the
saw,
play.
Like, Fly Guy.
Oh.
And then you worked at Flywheel.
I know, I'm a fly ass bitch. but we were all texting and we were like, well, come to the hummus place. And Lucy, guest of the, was like,
friend of the pod,
what's the hummus place? And Michael, also a guest on the pod, was like, capitalize it, meaning like capital T, capital H, capital P, the hummus place.
But did Lucy think it was just the hummus place? Well,
I was like, okay. So I just yelled at her, the hummus place.
Yeah, bitch.
And she was like, I still don't understand what you're talking about.
Honestly, I was really confused when you were telling the story, when you said capitalize the T, because I was like, thumbus place? Oh, the hummus place. Got it.
Honestly, my terrible answer to this is Trader Joe's. That's where I buy my hummus.
Well, we do have this hummus that me and my boyfriend, whose name is also Alex, the lover of her brother.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
It's this spicy lentil hummus.
I don't like it.
And I don't know what the brand is, but you guys should talk about it, and then they should give you free stuff. We're talking about it on your podcast.
No. Pamplemousse the Croix or die.
Can I get a hummus podcast, or is that too niche?
No, I think you should. Today, I read a tweet that made me think of you that also made me laugh. It said, LaCroix tastes like if you're drinking seltzer water and someone yells the name of a specific fruit in the next room. I was like, that's true. That is literally the only way I can describe that from here forward.
They all taste the same low-key, but...
No! But one of them tastes like medicine.
Uh-oh, which
berry.
One?
Orange.
Oh, I've never even
tangerine,
seen
delicious. Orange, garbage trash.
And that has been questions.
Oh, I could do this for hours.
We could too. Should we not talk about the episode? Should we just?
I know. That's when Sex and the City ends. We're just going to have a podcast about us.
Right. You should all write in on emails or tweet at Splat the Podcast.
Almost at
Splat.
At Splat Podcast.
Beautiful.
What they should do when they run out of episodes.
We have so long to go.
We do. But also, we love ideas. Also, tweet at us where your favorite hummus places are in New York, and we will pass them on to the lover of the lover of Brooke's brother.
The lover of the lover of Brooke's brother. The by the transitive property, that means I'm her brother.
The lover of my roommate, my brother.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I'm also your roommate. I'm also your brother. I'm also your twin, but 5 years older.
People do think we're twins.
My favorite story you've maybe ever told me is you telling someone watching a play that Alex was in that your brother was in the play and them not knowing who he was. You literally, I'm looking at two versions of the same person.
Maybe it was the tall, handsome guy. Nope. Maybe it was the guy from Syria. Nope. The guy that looks just like Brooke. The only other option.
Incredible. Well, thank you for joining us. Brooke, you want to sing us out? What was our intro music? I don't remember.
So, hi.
There it is.
Hi. No, that's a different song.
No, that's different.
High above me.
That's a good one, but it's different.
What's the other song?
What were we singing? I don't remember.
Something about being high.
Want to get high. That's from South Park.
And that's it.
I did marijuana once. I'm so cool.
Did you just try and sing hi to yourself to see what it reminded you of? Just hoping the one word would trigger it.
Now I'm thinking of, can you take
I think that's what it was.
No, it wasn't either of those things.
Nope.
We'll only know. I'll know tomorrow. You'll know when you listen.
Well, consistency is our thing always. Accuracy, good singing, and here we are.
This is me signing off, telling everyone out there to drink your milk.
And that's my turn.
And that's my turn.
And bye.
And that was that.
That was that.
Bridget.
Yes.
It's 2018.
Yes. Do you have Delta up, Delta down?
I do. My Delta up, is that my like romance prospects are high?
I'm excited about them.
There's a boy that I know wants to talk to me and is waiting.
That's so fun because I love that whenever you get that text, you're going to be like, or whatever outreach it is, you're going to be like, oh, okay.
He told my friend that he was going to ask me out. But he's literally like waiting 3 days. Like this, I literally texted her and I was
so
like,
"So funny."
I was like, "This is so applicable to this podcast because the 3 fucking day rule is so 1998."
It is.
I was like, "Get the fuck!" I was like, "Honestly, like it's
if you're interested, just."
I was like, "If it's been 2 days, I'm like, I'm honestly like uninterested already. I'm not uninterested.
I'm very curious how the initial reach out will go. You know."
I'm very curious. 2018 for me is about cutting the games.
Yay. Oh, I like that.
I'm out of games. And I'm choosing to learn through love.
Except for board games.
Always board games. I'm choosing to learn and lead through love.
I love that.
And so far, I feel like it's I feel good about it. Oh, my God. Wait. You guys, just really quickly, a Delta up from my Christmas break. I hope he fucking listens to this podcast. But the fuck boy from the summer. Liked a photo that I posted on Facebook of me and my parents, and I have not heard from him in I have not had any contact with him in months.
And this was the fuckboy who disappeared and then returned and then disappeared again.
Yeah, he was a ghost and then he was a zombie and then
then he was a ghost zombie.
And then he was a zombie ghost.
The scariest kind.
The scariest kind of ghost. And I was drunk after dinner with my family, and I texted Bridget, Hillary, Lily, and Kyle. And I was like, I'm going to text him. And all the girls were like, yeah, what do you have to lose? And Kyle was like, I don't think this is a good idea. And I was like, fuck it.
Well, what you were going to text him is like, oh, I don't think I don't see you out there.
What I said was, well, 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 if it isn't the ghost of hookups past coming to bless my Christmas with a Facebook like. And honestly, I've never felt
the most satisfying text you've ever sent. So
fucking funny, because I literally had nothing to lose, because I'm honestly never gonna see him again, because fuck him.
Nope. I'm so glad you did it. A little piece of Christmas joy. Do you have a Delta down or no? Only Delta ups? I'm done with that.
I don't think I have a Delta down right now.
I love
now.
That.
My Delta down is that the sun sets at 4.
Still. 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 And it's going to be that way for a while.
What about you? Do you have a Delta up, Delta down?
I do. My Delta down for the week is, first of all,
boyfriend
left, which I'm very sad about.
Her
always.
Boyfriend's gone and not as great
as it was before.
He is here.
Exactly.
Her boyfriend's not here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful. I love that, because literally the last episode we put out was the reverse of that. So I'm sad about that, but I'll see him in a month. So
we love you.
We love you. He who shall not be named. Thank you for knowing the correct answer to Tony Award, Emmy, Grammy Award winner, Cynthia Nixon. So I'm sad about that, but
I still, just so he knows, because he better listen, I still feel betrayed by him.
Oh, for the second SpongeBob viewing we went
to. Oh, I was going to say, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry. But
yeah,
because well,
they saw SpongeBob for a second time. Oh my God, my Delta down is that Cats is no longer on Broadway.
Yep, there it is. You had a good gram out of it, though.
I did.
But then, okay, so yesterday morning, so here's my thing. I'm like, I'm sure I had like a million things conflating. And like, honestly, probably part of it was that he left, because like, I always feel very physically, whether I want to or not. And so I got up on yesterday morning, and I felt fine. And the trains this week have been already so excruciatingly fucked up. The trains made me like almost an hour late to work this morning.
Nightmare.
Like, it was insane. It's going to take me so long to get home.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was worth it. I don't care. So I was on a very crowded Q train, so much so that like I couldn't breathe. So I did a thing I sometimes do on really crowded trains when I'm against the door, where I crouch down. So I like had my back against the door, and I'm like sort of sitting, and I can like crouch. So I did that for a while. And then as the train was pulling into the station, first of all, I stood up really fast without looking and smashed into someone's arm, which I felt really bad about. But then as I stood up, as we were pulling into the station, I just started getting like woozy in a way I never have. Like my whole body was like, it felt like my body was like collapsing inwards on itself. And I was like, I just have to make it upstairs to the train, because where I get on at Canal, there are always seats on the six. And so I was like, just get upstairs. So I got upstairs. It was crowded. My vision was going blurry. So I started heading towards a wall to lean on. And apparently my vision, my hearing went out first. And I thought I could see the wall I was heading to. And then I walked and smashed into one of those subway benches full of people, because my vision blacked back in. And there were a bunch of people, including someone I'd fallen on, who were all like, are you okay? Because I'm sure what happened was I was like woozy, stumbling, and walked smack into a bench because my vision and hearing went out at the same time. It was so weird and scary. And I was like, no, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, because I didn't want to deal with people. I was just like, I just have to go sit down somewhere. So I went and I like sat down against a wall, chugged a bunch of water. There were these
had you eaten?
No, not yet that morning, but I never eat until I go to work. I eat breakfast. It was the morning. I eat breakfast at work.
Wow.
It was just, and I've gotten like really woozy, disoriented on trains before, especially when they're packed. The other thing is when you have all your winter gear on and then you have like, you're overheating, and I react really badly to that. I'm sure it was a million things, but it was so scary. And then for like 4 or 5 hours, there were like swirly spots in my vision that I could see. And I've had a terrible headache for basically 36 hours. It's a lot better today, but that was just really weird and scary. I think I had low blood sugar. There's a thing called an ocular migraine, which isn't like a normal migraine, but what it does often is it gives you these like residual blurry spots.
That's so scary.
It was scary mostly because like I'm okay and shit like that happens to people, you know, on a much more regular basis. Like I get it, but the experience of having my hearing and vision go out, and then also me thinking I was walking towards an open wall and suddenly being on top of a bunch of people was so fucking disorienting.
Yeah.
And also like in their faces, even then, I was like visualizing being the person sitting there when someone in like a New York subway like stumbles and falls on you. Like I just have witnessed so many weird things like that. Anyway, it was super disorienting and I didn't like it at all.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm fine. It was just a weird episode.
That sounds very scary.
It was, but I'm okay. And then my Delta up is I am so happy to be back here doing this. I'm so happy about our wine mugs. I'm so happy that we have this podcast and that it's 2018 and that we're healthy and alive in here, you know?
Yeah. Bridget.
Yes.
How, if I wanted, like if I was curious to find you on social media, how could I do that?
Well, I would recommend first and foremost, just Google my name.
Oh my God.
You're going to get a lot of Irish immigrants. You're going to get a lot of old women in maid clothing. Once when I was in Ireland, I introduced myself to a guy. I told him my full name in a bar and he went, ha ha, that's my Nana's name.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So actually he called her his granny. That's my granny's name. You can find me on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin. You can find me on Instagram at Bridget M37. Brooke.
If you are curious about
which you all should be,
if you want to find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman or on Instagram at Brooke_Wiseman, no underscore, and I swear to motherfucking God, if you we'll put an you underscore, down. I will fucking kill you.
We are welcoming an inclusive podcast.
This is a conflict-free podcast.
That's right, and you can't forget it in 2018, baby.
And collectively, we are at Splat Podcast on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. We are Splat the Podcast, and on email, we are at splatpodcast@gmail.com. Please email us.
splatpodcast@gmail.com.
Send us a review on iTunes.
And whatever you do, please tell us your hummus recommendations.
Oh my God. Yes. Hummus recommendations. And that's my turn.
And that was Splat.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.